sometimes think we got folks in our own outfit that don't want to hit them, and I just wonder, what are your target schedule?
Sir, actually, the targets that are in the area would be those bridges, which we just hit recently, but of which, of course, we can't get back in at right now because of weather. They are the most important ones. The two bridges, the one over the Red River and the other one over the canal.
I just wish that Dumaire Bridge and whatever they put up, I wish we'd just keep it out.
That's what we would like.
Well, they got to tell me the river's low and pontoons are working and it doesn't bother them much. I wish we'd find out how to just keep that bridge out.
Well, that's what we're working on, Mr. President. And, of course, weather works against us, too, because the time comes when we can't get in for some periods for quite lengthy periods.
Mm-hmm.
But I understood that this proposal, which incidentally Bob mentioned to me an hour ago over the phone, he was going to discuss with Dean, and he didn't seem to be too impressed. He felt that it wouldn't hurt us too much because of the weather for a short period of time, but on the other hand, he didn't see any great political advantage in establishing this zone either. So
Dean about it. Rusk says that just about the time that Cambodia is loosening up a little bit and they indicating they wanted to talk to the Romanians and others, that we come in again with our big bomb blasts, and they say that that's our standard operating procedure. As soon as they hand out stick out their hand, well, we blast them off, and he likes to put a circle around there for a few days. He says it doesn't involve anything except restrikes, and they're relatively unimportant. That's what I want to be sure of.
The only thing it really involves right now, Mr. President, is restrikes, and the two important targets, as I said, are those two bridges, the one over the canal and the one over the river.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the most important.
Well, you just put down that Dumaire Bridge. What are you going to do, hit the pontoons?
We would go after them if we can get the weather to do it, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, I would say this, Mr. President, that if it's your judgment that it would be helpful, militarily, it's not going to hurt us if it's only for a few days. Now, if it extends over into long periods so they can rebuild those bridges and so on, it would be harmful. But for a short period of time, we can live with it.
What's happening with our barrier? Any results from that?
We have some partial reports, Mr. President. Of course, the whole thing isn't in yet.
Uh-huh.
And they've had some bugs in the reporting system. They've had some bugs with the devices themselves, so that it's really being updated and improved all the time. I can't give you anything definitive, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be a couple more months before we really know enough about the results to give you a feel for what's being achieved.
When are our fellows getting out there? Any more of them scheduled ship in January or February?
I think the next batch is due to go out in March, Mr. President. These are some of the follow-on additional battalions that are still in training. The bulk of the forces, that's the 101st and the 11th Brigade, are already there.
Have y'all done anything to expedite your stuff to Thailand and Korea?
Yes, sir. I talked to people about that yesterday, Mr. President. I talked to Mr. Warnke of ISA, and they're working like beavers on it, trying to shake the whole thing out.
What is ISA?
That's one of the Department of Defense agencies, International Security Affairs,
mm-hmm.
and they're the ones who deal in this particular aspect of our operation.
Mm-hmm. Both of them told me they're ready to go whenever you got them the stuff.
I think that the Thais are overstating the case.
Well, they say they'll have to have 90 days after they get their stuff.
Have 90 days
or 4 months.
Well, they'll have to have at least 90 days, sir. There's no question about that because they've got to train their men.
But that doesn't start. The 90 days or 4 months doesn't start till we get them some stuff.
Well, we are trying to expedite.
And the same way with Korea. But that's what they told me last June when the king is here, July, on Thailand. We said, sure, we'll do it, but we went along with January and we never had done it, so that's what I wanted to try. I want to try to put some real forces in there for the spring as soon as I can.
Right, sir. Well, the matter that the Koreans, of course, are a different matter than the Thais, because the Koreans do have trained men, and they will be able to marry up with equipment and move much faster than the Thais can.
Will you run a little check on the Koreans for me, see how we're moving on their equipment and when it's going to get out there so I can tell Pack.
Okay, sir.
Okay, I'll just talk to Bob then. Tell your operator I want Bob so I won't have to call back in.
All right, sir.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Same to you, Mr. President.
Thank you.